Come on, boys and girls. There are more kids here. Come on. If you don't come, I'm going to go and pick you up. Pastor, you're not a kid. You're not allowed to sit there. There you go. While they're still deciding if they're going to come or not, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about myself. I just moved here to Oregon to work for a better life. I just came from 3ABN from Southern Illinois, and I'm originally from Brazil. Yes, you guys can sit up front if you want to. You guys all want to sit up front? You want to sit there? You want? Okay. So the fact that I'm from Brazil has to do with the story. There you go. There's one more. Oh no, he's crying. Let's make it worse. The fact that I'm from Brazil has to do with this story. Because I want to ask you guys, who has a favorite fruit? Do you guys like fruit? What's your favorite fruit? Peach? Oranges? Fruit? Peach as well? What's your favorite fruit?
Grapefruit.
You're really brave. What's your favorite fruit? Apples? What about you? What's your
strawberries?
Really? What about you?
Apples?
Okay. Apples and cherries, strawberries. That's a lot of favorite. You have one too? What's your favorite? Cherries and apples. You have a favorite too? Yes? What's your favorite fruit? Apples. Well, I'm going to tell you guys what's my favorite fruit. It's mangoes. And I really like mangoes. In the area from Brazil where I'm from, the mangoes are really amazing. I'm from the south of Brazil. There was, a long time ago, some volcanic, some kind of stuff that happened there with the volcanoes and stuff. So the area there is really rich. So the mangoes from my area from Brazil, south of Brazil, are really famous in the rest of Brazil. People will buy the mangoes from my area. So I got to go to places and go to the trees and pick up a mango and eat it. And that was amazing. So when I came to the States, and I'm going to tell a story that most of you guys probably will understand really well. When I first came to the States, I went to a store. I went to Fred Meyer's, picked up a mango, and I said, whoa, this is a big mango. It looks really good. And I took it home, and I was really excited, and I cut that mango up, and I took a bite of it, and it tastes like cardboard. It was not the best mango. It was not even a good mango. It was just a bad mango. So, okay. Afterwards, I thought, well, I've picked mangoes from the tree before, and they did not taste that good. But then I got another one, and it tastes great. Maybe if I bought another one, it will taste a little bit better. It's the same. They all taste like cardboard. Now, why do they taste like cardboard? Someone picked those mangoes up in Brazil. They put it in a box. The box goes inside of the truck. The truck goes to a shipyard, and they put it inside of the ship, and then they take out of the ship and put it in another truck, and then from the truck, they bring it to Fred Meyer's. They open that box. They put it on the shelf. That takes about a couple of months, maybe 3 months, to get from the tree green to Fred Meyer's a little bit red. So you never get a really good mango here. It's the same with any other fruit or any kind of food at all because, you know, things change. Now, why am I telling this story? There will be a place in the near future, I hope very, very near, where we'll be able to pick our favorite fruit from the tree, and it's going to taste amazing. Much, much better than when we do here on this earth. And I'm talking about heaven. So when we get to heaven, I'll be able to go to a mango tree and I'll be like, which kind of mango I want today? Maybe I want this one. In Brazil, we have a mango that's called sword mango. They're really long and yellow. They're about this long and skinny, almost like a banana. And they're very, very, very sweet. And they're one of my favorite ones. And I'm going to pick one of those up, and I'm going to take a big bite of it, and it's going to taste amazing. And I'm going to be able to do that every day of my life, and I'll be really happy. And you know what else we're going to find? All your favorite fruits. We're going to have cherries and apples and peaches and all kinds of fruits. Imagine sitting on a table that is many miles of length, and we can see everyone that's sitting in this table. And everyone there is happy. Very, very long table, right? We can see each one of us on that table because our eyes will be much, much better. You guys are not that interested. I'll talk to you people. So our eyes will be much, much better. We'll be able to see many miles of length of a big, big table made of pure silver. Just imagine that. It'll be really bright because the sun is going to be with us all the time, right? And we'll pick up one of those pomegranate or some grapes, and we'll taste that, and it's not going to be like anything in this earth. And we'll be saying, this was cheap enough. This is the best place we could be ever. And I want each one of you guys to think about it, because the decisions that we make in this earth will decide if we're going to go up there or not. Okay? So, since you guys are not really interested, let's just pray. And then you guys are going to collect the plates. Okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the opportunity to try some fruits here in this earth. But also thank you for the blessing that will be to taste the fruits in heaven. And I ask you to help us to be good so we can get there to taste some awesome fruits. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, go ahead and take the plates. So you guys have some plates in each one of the seats on the pews. And those plates are for you guys to give some offering. And these offerings goes to the school, the local school. Okay? Thank you so much.